the Democratic Party now has its nominee for president.
What an incredible honor that you have given me. And I can't believe we just put the biggest crack in that glass ceiling yet.
That, of course, is Hillary Clinton on a video feed to the Democratic National Convention last night in Philadelphia after she became the first woman nominee for president of a major party. Historian Doris Kearns Goodwin told us she surprised this first as it gained more attention, but she calls it something Clinton can exploit.
If she does use it to make that speech register that this is a pretty historic moment, it'll have a greater impact than we've imagined so far.
Well, in one way, it's more than just imagine. There was a Vox poll about a month ago that shows only 38% of Americans view her likely nomination as historic. Among Democrats, only 52%. It's almost like denial.
That's incredible. I mean, that is incredible. I mean, I guess, you know, in some ways, this campaign has been so fraught with so much emotion on the Republican side and to some extent some of the email scandal for Hillary and then the fight with Bernie Sanders that the fact that is an historic fact that this is the first woman may have been lost in people's mind as something that's really happening.
How much of that do you think is attributed to the fact that the Clintons have been around for decades now and her husband Bill sat in the White House for 8 years?
Yeah, it may well be that because we got accustomed to Hillary Clinton being in the White House already, being a very powerful first lady, that it doesn't seem as much of a huge moment to have her become actually the president. If it were some other woman that we didn't know of before, I think it may be that we've already imagined her in the White House.
What about the historic nature that this could be the first time, if Hillary is elected, that spouses would be president?
I have no doubt that for biographers years from now, that's going to add a whole extra dimension to the story. I mean, people like writing about presidents. They might write about a Bill Clinton and then later about a Hillary Clinton. But the fact that they're going to be husband and wife, they were in the presidency before when he was president and she was first lady. And if she's now president, he's there as first gentleman. And people are going to love reading about that because there's always an interest in relationships that goes beyond just the interest in just what the president did and what he stood for. And just as Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt are still incredibly interesting to many people, not simply because each one of them were big figures, but because they were husband and wife, and she was the most powerful first lady at that time. You know, I have no doubt that if she had been alive today and he had just died today, that she could easily have then run and become president in her own right. That's how strong she was. But I think the continuing interest in their relationship will mean the same for Hillary and Clinton that goes beyond what biographers might really write about.
What do you think she needs to get out of this convention in order to get the bump that she needs to have some momentum going out of the convention and into the fall?
What I think people are looking for is Hillary reaching down inside herself and showing that sense of why she does feel internally that she's the person that she can connect to the people out there. I mean, she's done it on occasion. There have been speeches where she couldn't be better. I mean, at the Benghazi hearings, you can see it, how she can master things. In some of those debates, she was truly masterful, even with somebody like Bernie Sanders. Sometimes she'll give a speech that's really good. But I think it's somehow a matter of finding her own voice still. And she found it at the end of the campaign against Obama, interestingly. And I think it's been harder for her to find her voice in this situation. I think she can give a very good speech, and it's a very important thing that that speech be not just personal about her mother and her grandmothers and things like that, but about letting us know how she feels about this moment and what responsibility she has because of being the first woman. I would really deal with that if I were her. I could think it's a very big thing.
Doris Kearns Goodwin, thank you very much for having us over. Very good to see you again.
Very glad to be with you, as always.